When it comes to your money, you can't be too careful. So what are some of this year's best and worst options when it comes to banking and credit cards?
Kiplinger Personal Finance Editor Janet Bodner joins us now. Hey, Janet.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. So what are the hits and misses when it comes to reward cards that give us bonuses when we spend?
Well, if you want, for example, a cash back card, something that just focuses on cash, best way to go, American Express Blue Cash Preferred Card. You get actually a very generous 6% rebate on every dollar spent on groceries up to about $6,000 annually, and then it does drop to 1%. But you get 3% on gas station and department store purchases, lots of other goodies, and there's no annual cap on the amount that you can earn. So there is a $75 annual fee, but you can earn so much back in rewards that it really makes it worth it.
Then there are those cards that give you points for everything you buy.
Right.
What about those?
Actually, I have one of these cards. It's the Chase Sapphire Preferred. We like that card because it gives you 2 points per dollar on travel and dining. So if you've got any trips planned or if you tend to eat out a lot, this is a good card to go with. You also get some bonus points, a lot of bonus points, if you spend $3,000 in the first 3 months. And they give you a pretty good choice among gift cards, merchandise, travel, and cash if you just want to redeem the points for cash. Now, here's the thing. It does have a $95 annual fee. It's waived during the first year. But again, if you do a lot of traveling, this card can really be worth your while. If not, you might want to be careful after the first year if you don't want to renew it and pay the fee.
What about prepaid cards? You know, people think about those as gifts or even giving them to their children. Which ones do you prefer?
Well, these have really come onto the market like hotcakes. I mean, and one of the best, really, is called the Bluebird prepaid card, and it comes from Walmart and American Express. And the good thing about it is lots of times these prepaid cards have all kinds of fees. They're absolutely loaded with fees, and they become very expensive and uneconomical, but not so with this card. There's no activation fee. There's no monthly maintenance fee. It offers some nice features like online bill paying. You can deposit checks with an app. You can even make free withdrawals at 22,000 ATMs if you have a direct payroll deposit. In other words, it's really like a mini checking account that you can use, you know, on your own, and you don't have to be associated with a bank.
Oh, very good. Thanks so much, Janet. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, as usual.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Janet Bodner, editor of Kiplinger Personal Finance.